If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right, good afternoon. We're off to Anfield. It's the United We Stand podcast. I'm on the bus. It's usual fine weather on the way to Anfield. And it's just horrible. It's just a horrible place to go for many reasons, not least because we get You'll Never Walk Alone blasted out at us every time. A song that they took from Celtic, and I think Celtic took it from United back in 1958. But anyway, that's be rewritten. Right, so I'm on the bus. Lads, today, this is the start of the Reuben revolution, yeah?
£2 free bet builder.
I hope so. But at this moment, it's...
I think the right side of United. I think the right side of United against Sunderland was wonderful. Yoro, Ahmad, and Mbeumo. The way them three were playing, I thought we can get Liverpool with them. And the only problem is Liverpool are very good, aren't they, at the moment?
Well, they are, but they have lost some games that we've not seen them lose. Well,
Liverpool, they say they're in transition, but bollocks to that.
Well, I see two high fives this morning, so it's happening. Right, yeah. It's happening.
I'm struggling personally to backhammer him at the moment. There's too many reasons not to. Our form at the minute has been horrendous. He's a nice guy, but if you're looking at the stats, and you're looking at the numbers, they're not good enough, and they're not going to be good enough until we turn it round. And I hope we do. I beg and pray, but I'm not seeing it at the moment. And on the pitch, it isn't happening.
But did you see that side against Sunderland? Yoro, Ahmad, and Mbeumo was absolutely brilliant. And we can get Liverpool down there left. I tell you what, if Sesko can score, we have to take our chances.
All the games we've played,
we have to take our chances.
We've not been bad in any game we've played. Every game we've played, apart from City.
Brimsby.
We should have won that game.
Brimsby. I'm struggling. If you put all these games in one season, we're in relegation zone, and it's not good enough.
City is the only game where we've been appalling.
We can get the left the same as the right.
Yeah, we were shy.
How do you spend money and become worse?
I'll tell you what. I look at the lad at Forest and the place of England, Elliot Anderson. United needs to sign him.
Yeah, he's a lovely player.
Him and Maynard in midfield. My God.
But Maynard looks like he might go out on loan in January, and then he runs out his contract.
What I like about Maynard is the fact that he doesn't want to leave the club. He wants to go on loan to get in the England squad, and you can't fault him for that.
And blindly,
but him and Elliot Anderson, get him in January.
It's hard to make excuses.
Lads, would you like to give a comment on whether we're going to win or lose today?
I reckon today it's going to be one of those games that actually could be Ruben's breakthrough game, to be quite honest. The stats are looking good, Liverpool are wobbling, and this could be our day, I reckon, seriously.
Yeah, I've just got a good feeling about today. I think we've been through it. Seeing the shoots coming up, I think today could be the day.
We're going to do it!
Well, that's actually, there's plenty of optimism, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's good to see optimism. Are you two as optimistic for the...
Yeah, we're up for it today, come on. Yeah. You're doing them today, aren't we?
We're doing them today.
It's first time at Anfield today.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
You'll hate it, but if we win, you'll love it.
Salford Reds have been here plenty of
times. We have done fine. Well, there's certainly plenty of optimism, so we'll see how this is going. Well, there was certainly optimism at the back of the coach. We've moved towards the front of the coach because we've just seen the team. Thoughts?
Well, it will be a difficult game, right?
But why the hell is not Lenny playing? Is I honestly?
No, Yarrow's a strange one not to play, and to play Maguire and Shaw.
Is Ahmad playing?
Ahmad's playing wing back. Dallow's playing left wing back. And yeah, he's dropped Sesko.
Well, we hope for the best. We hope for the best.
But it's gone from being exciting.
It's
gone from being an exciting sort of like we're going to win at the back of the coach, but we've got the team now, and we've now gone to pot, and we don't think we're going to win. Is there a thinking why we wouldn't play Yoro?
He's not playing. No, I didn't see that.
It's a real downer, isn't it? We seem to see something in Yoro that other the manager's not seeing.
Well, to be fair, only those 90 minutes are showing it at the end of the day. So, who's playing next to Casemiro?
No, I think Fernandes. I think we just got two in the middle. So, yeah, it's just not good. Thoughts? It's a lot of shaking heads now. So
they've benched their record signing. They've benched Wirtz.
And Ekitike. Why, are they taking us very easy?
They put
Isak up front. Okay. Well, we're going down a bit. Well, we'll see when we get to the ground if we can have any more optimism.
Cha-ching. When you start a new business, there's a lot to go in on. And it can feel pretty overwhelming, and every day you've got a new decision that needs an answer, whether you're starting off with something new. It just seems that your to-do list keeps growing every day with new tasks, and it can easily begin to overrun your life. Finding the right tool that not only helps out but simplifies everything can be a game changer. And for millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify with its cha-ching sound. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. You can get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates, and Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out there. Like, you've got a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify is your e-commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping and processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business into a cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/united. Go to shopify.co.uk/united. shopify.co.uk/united.
Well, we're at Anfield. We're waiting for the final whistle. There's 98 minutes on the clock. It was 8 minutes of added time. The 98 minutes have gone. They're playing, and the referee is not blowing yet. Manchester United are winning 2-1. It's a deserved 2-1. No, it's not. It's a given offside.
Yeah!
And United have won. United have beaten Liverpool at Anfield. And what a deserved win it is. It was a bit of, nobody knew what was happening there. But if Amri never wanted to make a point today, was ready to make a point, not only with his substitutions but the way he set his team up. And it's hard to think of any other bad performance here for a long, long time. I don't remember winning here for I think 8 years, and that was a great win. Liverpool had the chances, but my word, Manchester United had the chances as well. And who would have thought that Harry Maguire, the much maligned Harry Maguire, not least from me, after being elbowed in the face and it not even being VAR checked, went up and nodded in as calm as you like. A wonderful header to win the game, and deservedly so. Is that your first time you've seen United win Anfield?
Yeah, last season was the first time I saw a score.
and this one the first time we've won.
And it's how many visits?
Say again.
How many visits?
7, 8,
including we were still here at 7-0. What do you think?
What do I think? That's fucking unreal.
Absolutely fucking unreal. And the players now are wandering over and they deserve it.
Fucking great.
Do it great there.
We deserved it.
And having eight a goalkeeper minutes. Makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. Plus,
8 minutes by now.
Players rightly taking their plaudits, and as you can hear, Harry Maguire pushed forward by Dallow to take them most of all after that header. See that coin?
That was fucking bullet. Absolutely. That was the longest game of my life.
I know. We counted those moments down when they got the equaliser. They went silent after we scored. Mate,
they were shit. They were absolutely shit.
They're not a good side, are they? We've not got to worry about them being 21. Did you predict this at half time?
Yeah. Of course I did.
We're welcome back. Well, 2017, isn't it? What do you think then? Did you think we were going to do it?
Well, everyone said, would you take a draw? And I said, no. Even when it was 1-1, I said, no.
Right. No.
Harry Maguire. Big win.
What about Dallow?
He was so bad. Let's not
start a win away at Anfield in a negative, Blackie.
No, it's definitely not. I've just
I think the more pertinent question is, what about Harry Maguire?
I've just said on this. Aside
from the goal, it was very good.
He was brilliant today.
He was lining up to edit in. I was like, Harry, there's two men behind you. Fucking get away from it, you come.
I know. But do you not think when were you not a little bit worried about Amorim's? I could understand the two players he took off for the two yellow cards. And he knew that any excuse for the crowd, as febrile as they were,
I thought he subbed all of them.
He was done. So he subs were really good. We knock it all out. On the podcast, I knock him for his subs sometimes. Got that right, didn't he?
When he first joined, his subs were pretty good. And then I don't know what happened. After about 3 months, he just went to shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't fault that. I thought they had a lot of chances as well, but it was a pretty even game. I don't think you could say we it was a smash and grab.
Nah. Why did we stand fanzine? Just ask it, because it was interesting that we were just saying then about Slot, and he took over Klopp's team, played wonderful football, and he bounced off him last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he won the title comfortably.
Yeah.
He seems to have wanted to change everything this year. Would that be fair? Or from what you've seen, buying players, perhaps did he need to spend as many as he did and not as much as he did?
I think with Arnold leaving, you've got to replace him, haven't you? Do you know what I mean? You can't go into, and then obviously with Jota's death, you can't go into. No. I don't think any team can go into a league season, especially defending a title with one striker. You know, if your striker gets injured. But for me, it's as if they use that as an excuse, and it's sad, really. You know, you should be going out to play for them. Do you know what I mean? You can't every time you get beat, it's sort of like there's problems off the pitch, but you've got to look at yourselves. Do you know what I mean? The only reason why they're losing is because of us, because we're not playing well enough. Do you know what I mean? Every game we've played this season, I think we played what 6 minutes of good football against Atletico Madrid.
And is that because you think what's changed, or just because you can't get them going?
I just think it's always been like that. Liverpool have always gone 2 or 3 up and backed off.
Yeah.
Where like other teams won't, they'll keep the foot down. And, it's all good, scoring 90th minute winners, and it feels brilliant, but you can only get away with that for so long, and now it's coming back to haunt us.
No.
So, you know, I don't agree with all this slot out, do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, we've lost 4 in a row. It's really bad. It looks really bad, and it feels awful, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are our biggest rivals, so to lose against us is horrible. Yeah. But the better team won. Every time he's got the ball, he's come at us, and he's made your chances count, and we didn't.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Have a safe trip home.
Say to you.
And thanks for your words. All right, take care.
Sabi insisted I walk with you.
All right. Right, who predicted that?
I said 2-1 on the bus. Yeah, I got it.
Well, as we make our way out of here, and very slowly.
Wait for me, rucksack. Give me a fucking beer in.
It's on the coach somewhere.
It's not for the podcast.
We don't have beer on the coach, so you'll be all right till we get back there. Yeah, you called it.
I did. I didn't think it was going to be like that, but played well, got away with a few. But
you mean they hit the post a few times?
Big chances, but I think we played well overall. Could have been 3 or 4.
Yeah, no, that miss. I thought that miss of Bruno's.
Yeah,
was
first half.
But it wasn't, was it?
For me, mate, it was a shite game of football. It wasn't a great game of football, but we did the job, didn't we? We did what we had to do. A couple of shots from outside the box there.
We did it really well. I'm trying to get a sensible view of this. A level-headed.
Don't come to me, Steve.
Go on, tell me about it.
Brilliant, wasn't it?
There.
That was. I was saying to James after the match, that was the absolute opposite to City. Spirit, bravery, heart from the start. Brilliant. And when they equalise, it's only going one way. This. I was just thinking they're going to do us here.
There was an element of. They really believed they could win this, didn't they? They sort of believed in, they believed in themselves, they believed in the system, they believed that actually it would come good because it worked for so long.
A lot of brave performances today. Really, really good.
We're just going to enjoy it tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sounds daft, isn't it? Just it's only 3 points, but it's a huge
it's not 3 points for us.
It means everything, doesn't it? Yeah. This, because now we've beaten Liverpool at Anfield, he's proving that he can actually get a big result like that. We have got to cement it, we have got to follow it up with a win at home to Brighton.
Of course we have.
You know, who will be a different kettle of fish because of the way that they play.
I did not see that coming today. Brilliant. Brilliant, Steve.
Right, well, let's enjoy our way home anyway. Well, we're enjoying this trip home. It's going to be longer than we thought. Well, that's the United We Stand podcast from Anfield, and we're delighted to say for the first time in over 8 years, Manchester United have beaten Liverpool. Have a good week. I'm sure you now will.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.